hybrid rice imports pushed. Crossbred strains will lift sales. Productivity. The Thai Seed Trade Association, or THASTA, is urging the government to relax its rules and allow the import of hybrid rice seed varieties to further develop commercial sales. Mr. Pachok wants the government to relax its regulations on rice seed imports for the sake of research, similar to its approval of private development of hybrid maize in 1982. The association, which includes multinational seed firms, is confident these crossbred strains would help increase productivity of Thailand's rice, which is low at 450 kilograms on average. President Pachok Pongpanit said THASTA has been attempting to convince the government to use imported hybrid rice seeds for experimental trials, but imports of plant varieties are prohibited under the Agriculture Ministry's Plant Quarantine Service Act. He encouraged the government to ease the regulations and open the door for intensive research, similar to 1982, when the government allowed private companies to develop hybrid maize. We used to have 3 million tons of maize from 12 million rye of plantations. Now Thailand is among the world's most efficient maize producers with 4 million tons from only 6 million rye, he said. THASTA has joined a committee of private and public agencies that hope to conduct experimental farms by using 6 locally developed hybrid rice varieties and 12 imported hybrid strains to measure productivity and quality. The trials will use the popular Thai rice varieties Kokor 31, Pitsanulok 2, Pathumthani 1, and Kokor 41 to compare production between native and hybrid varieties. Based on initial talks with the rice department, the experimental trials could be organized at departmental centers sometime between July and November of this year, and December 2011 to June 2012. Though the rice department is enthusiastic, officials from the Agriculture Ministry are concerned about exotic imported diseases or hybrids lowering the quality of Thai rice. Any developments for commercial purposes will be made in Thailand, and further research would enable new Thai varieties with strong properties to battle new diseases and conditions caused by climate change, Mr. Pachok said. Members of the THASTA, such as Pioneer, Syngenta, Pacific Seed, Monsanto, and Bayer, have been active in the research and development of hybrid rice seeds, and some are big suppliers for rice-producing countries such as India, Vietnam, and China. Hybrid varieties produced by private companies were marketed initially in Thailand last year by CP Crop Integration Business Company, which developed the seeds locally. The price of hybrid rice seed is 5 or 6 times higher than conventional seeds, which cost about 20 baht a kilogram, but it is thought farmers need use only 15 kilograms per rye for hybrid strains, compared with over 20 kilograms per rye for conventional seeds. The yield from hybrid seeds is also high at more than a ton per rye. At this volume, Thailand could cut its rice plantation requirement from 60 million rye to 40 million with the same output or higher, he said. Thailand produces about 1 million tons of rice seed per year, of which 10% is supplied by the rice department, he said. Developing more hybrid varieties would increase the trade value of the country's seed industry, which was valued at 7 billion baht last year, covering vegetable and flower seeds and maize crops.